All right, guys, so here's an episode that comes to mind. There's such a thing as called Furniture Show. I don't know if you know that the World Market Center in Las Vegas, it's a giant building off of the 15 freeway. You won't miss it. So they have these furniture shows every year, and I picked up this family. It was this angry bald dude, and I'm not saying anything against bald people. I'm bald myself, okay? And usually when a bald person meets another bald person, it's like, okay, you know, we're humble people, you know, life humbled us. You know, there usually is a connection, you know, I don't care what people say. There's always a connection, but this was not one of those times. So the reason I'm laughing is because I made so much money today, man. I made like $900 within 15 minutes of the open of the market. But when I look back and I reflect on these days where I struggle my fucking ass off the entire day for like $150 before taking out your gas money and shit, like, fuck, you know? Anyway, so yeah, I pick up this family. It's the dude sits next to me and his wife and his two daughters sit in the back. And they're late for their show, display, whatever, and on the freeway, we just hit nasty traffic. So he's telling me to exit and take the streets, and I'm telling him, like, when the furniture show is happening, even if I take the streets, it's going to be really bad navigating, so trust me, we're better off staying on the freeway and exiting later. Back and forth. I'm stubborn. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to exit. I'm going to go this way. I've been doing this for a long time. I have so many thousands of rides under my belt. And this dude just begins. Can you believe this guy has thousands of rides under his belt and he has no idea where he's going? I mean, he's acting like he's a professional, but he's an amateur. And they just, his wife, his kids, they start fucking bagging on me, like completely embarrassing me, talking major shit. And I'm like this close of committing a double homicide and going and paying the consequences. I'm like, Edgar, just fume, you know, internalize this fucking bullshit. Just wait till you drop them off. Don't do anything stupid. Don't pull off to the side of the road on the freeway, because you almost did that once before. I'm like, be patient. This will all go away. So these motherfuckers won't stop, and they keep fucking bagging on me. Talking shit like, you know, how bad life kicked me in the ass that I actually have to drive Uber. Like real fucking, like trying to get under my skin. Like a piece of shit family. Like the whole family is a piece of shit. I'm not even kidding you. Like you don't know these people exist until they actually are interacting with you. And you're like, fuck, how did you exist? And this motherfucker multiplied and two more morons like him. So anyway, we get there and I seriously forgot what he said at the end when he opened the door. I mean, when he slammed the door, he said something else, and I cannot recall. It's been like 3 years now. But he just talked. He said something really nasty that pissed me off. I was like, okay, motherfucker. As soon as they close their doors, I drive a little bit off the parking structure. I pull to the side of the road, and I upload fake throw-up pictures. And I say, fuck you, motherfucker. Now your account's going to get disbanded. I wrote this nice paragraph of what a piece of shit family they were, what they did to me. Da, da, da. And most likely they got their accounts activated. And they paid me $160. And that's how it's done. Boom. Nice and sweet. Sometimes you just got to fuck people over when they fuck with you. So it is what it is.